following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss all the great values during the Deals, Deals, Deals event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Bikes and all the gear you need for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding on sale now at PerformanceBike.com. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and save.
Head into the Home Depot for big savings on simple updates, like this small project. Give your bathroom a style makeover with a new Chelsea vanity at a new lower price of just $99. You save $50, plus you get a whole new look for your bath. One of many ways to make a big difference for less during the Small Projects Big Values event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Guda, Jim Langan with you on what I think is going to be an above-average Monday program. We're glad that you're along with us here because we're going to be talking football, more football, but we've also got baseball, we've got a little golf, and what else is going on in the world. Coming up, Matt Davison is going to join us. He's going to be in Hastings tonight. We'll find out what that's all about. We'll also get his take on the Huskers and Big Ten. We will also be talking with Max Bullo, All-American linebacker from Michigan State. That is our Big Ten football preview today. And also today on the program, Brandon Kuhl, Kearney High football coach, as fall practice opens today for the high schoolers as they get ready for the season. And as we do on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll be talking with an area coach every day from now until the kickoff of the season. There's a couple of games on August the 29th, the week zero games, August 30th, and then everybody will have a game under their belt by the following weekend, September the 6th. And we're looking forward to not only our high school and college and pro coverage of football, but volleyball. The Division I poll is expected out a little bit later on today. So a lot to talk about, but just listening to SportsCenter, Jimmy, here's where people are going overboard. Did I just hear him say that the University of Louisville is going to have fan day, but the players aren't going to sign autographs? Really? You're Louisville. You're nothing, okay? Yay, you want a BCS bowl game. Really? Okay, there's your national pub. Now quit being idiots. That's just so absolutely over the top, insanely stupid. I can't believe I heard that. How are you?
I'm real good, Doug. I didn't know you were going to go there. Next time you do that, can you give me a little warning that you're going to rip Louisville that much?
I didn't know they were going
to
do it. Yeah, you're darlings. You love them to win the title.
Well, I just because I bet a few dollars on them to win the title legally in Vegas. But hey, the key thing there is I'm just guessing that this is what happens on this deal. Is normally when you have something you do and it's really, really hard and it's not enjoyable to do, if you can find a way to get out of it, you try to get out of it. And, you know, for years I used to have a honors night and we had a meal with it As soon as I left, they got rid of the meal. Because the meal was hard to put on. Yeah. You know, hey, we're not going to have a meal this year. Well, I'm guessing that Louisville's going, you know, the hardest thing to do is get all these tables out there and these pins, and we all sit there for 2 hours and sit there and sign autographs. We've got enough things to do with our football practice. The last thing I want to do is sign autographs. How could we get out of this? Hey, Johnny Manziel got us out of this deal. I'm not positive on this deal, but I'm just guessing that maybe helped. Somebody might have came up with that idea and somebody went with it. I agree with you. Bad idea. But that's what happened, I think.
888.
What's your read on that? Does that make sense?
No, it's just somebody overreacting. My thing, and again, I've heard this 5 minutes ago, so that's how much time I've got to. But that was just one of those things that when you're driving down the road, and it doesn't matter if it's sports or news or whatever it is, and it just hits you, and you go, "Hey, that's a good idea," or "Hey, who was in charge of that?"
Yeah, it was a bad decision. Somebody made a very poor decision at a high level, and that happens sometimes. People make bad decisions in high levels.
Somebody that obviously knows nothing about sports. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. You can Facebook us at ESPNSuperstation. Also, Royals, red hot. Red hot Royals. Somebody thought maybe they'd go on about a 6-game losing streak here after they stubbed their toe last week. No. They come back strong, finish off the series, take 3 of 4 from the Red Sox, and still 7.5 back in the AL East. I mean, this would have had them in the lead in the AL Central had they had this kind of a run in May, when Detroit and Cleveland were kind of just plodding along as well.
You know, Detroit is really playing at a high level right now. Cleveland has backed off a little bit. But, Doug, here's kind of an interesting deal. The thing that's amazing about what they've done is, you know, they've won 7 straight series. You know, they went 9-0, and then they turn around and go 7-3. But they've won all these series. But the thing of it is they've got players on the DL. You know, they lost their center fielder. They lost their catcher for 7 days. Now Kane and Perez are really high-level players. Now, if anybody's been watching the Royals play, the second baseman has been batting about .080. So did you know they acquired a guy from the Minnesota Twins last night late? Yeah, they got a guy from the Minnesota Twins. He's about 39 years old. He bats about .230. Now, that's 150 points higher than we've been batting. But so I think that's a good move, but the Royals are going after it. And you know that waiver thing. See, the Twins put him on waivers. The Royals grabbed him, and no other team grabbed him. Now, after August 1st, if somebody else would have grabbed him, you can't get him as fast. Then you got to negotiate this out. So they were really lucky on this pickup. This is a great pickup for the Kansas City Royals. They've got a chance because what they were doing with their second baseman was not going to let them win 16 out of their next 19. Well, you know, they've got to be able to hit the ball in that position.
This is a guy I never heard of, and if he wasn't good enough to play for the Twins, then you got a problem.
He started yesterday for him. I mean, he's
but still.
I think it was at least an assertive move by the Royals at this time. They would have never picked him up if they didn't have the injury at second base. But it was an assertive move they made. They picked up the guy from Houston. You probably hadn't heard of his name before.
Yeah, he's doing okay. Yeah,
okay, 5 home runs.
Maxwell.
Yeah. Hits a couple game winners for us. I'd say anytime you can do that, it's okay. Pitching's the key thing, though. Let's be honest about that. The starting pitching has been really good. And then when it's not good, the Royals have found a way to score a few more runs.
Well, let's see how Kansas City handles it. The one thing about this is the Royals are red hot, but so, and we talked about this last week, so have been 3 or 4 other teams like Detroit, like Atlanta, like the Dodgers. So the Royals are still getting a lot of this front page news, but they're not the only game in town, and so not all of the attention is on them. So they're still able to win without all of the national attention on them because it's the best they've played in years during the stretch. And we'll see. They've always had a good September. When they're not good, they find a way. Maybe it's because they brought up new talent and it just re-energized them, and they have had some good September records. We said 60 games out, it was 40-20 minimum, and I'm not sure that's going to be good enough because they have went 18-5 since the All-Star break, and they haven't gained any ground on Detroit. In fact, they've lost a half game in the last 10 because Detroit's 8-2 in the last 10, and the Royals are 7-3. They have caught up to Cleveland. The thing that's going on is don't worry so much about Detroit. Worry about the wild card, and they are gaining ground in the wild card race.
Yeah, the key thing there is I think they can catch Cleveland, and I think they can continue to beat the Yankees. And you know, so you have to look behind you too. I mean, the Royals have got to look at the Yankees, and they've got to look at Cleveland. Baltimore has got an extremely tough schedule. They play about 20 Division I teams. You know, when you're talking about Division I, I'm talking about people that are in that high level. You know, Tampa Bay, the Boston Red Sox, people like that. The Royals got 11 games with Detroit. 11. They've got 6 with Cleveland. The 11 games they have at Detroit, 8 of them are on the road. You know, so the Royals, that's going to be the key thing for them, will be how they do in those games. But they don't have to beat Detroit. What they've got to find a way is to beat Baltimore, and they've got to beat Cleveland. Then they've got to hope that the Oakland, Texas winner falls down, and they fall big time, and the Tampa Bay, Boston loser. See, it looks to me like the best they're going to do is be one game back. They're not going to beat Tampa Bay or Boston, and they're not going to beat Oakland or Texas. Those are where your wild cards are going to come from. So we can talk all we want, but until one of those teams plays below 500 baseball the rest of the way, because we've got to go almost, you know, 28-20, you know, with the remaining games. I think we have 47 left, so it'd be like, you know, 28-19 just to have a chance.
Midtown Mark Cooler question over the weekend was, which American League team has the best chance of making the playoffs out of this wild card hunt? Baltimore, Kansas City, Cleveland, the Yankees. Jeff took the ones that were not already in the playoffs going into the weekend. 43% took Baltimore, 36% said the Royals, 14% said Cleveland, 7% said the Yankees. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, how many majors will Tiger Woods finish his career with? Vote at ESPN Super Station.com. He's went 5 years now without winning a major, which is unfathomable. Will he get 14 or 15, 16, 17, 18, or will he get 19 or more? How many majors will Tiger Woods finish his career with? Our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Vote at ESPN Superstation.com. I think he gets one or two, and once he does get that one, then all the talk will be, will this kickstart him? Will he get on a big roll? I think he'll get one or two more majors.
Boy, that guy played well yesterday. You know, he hit about 3 shots within about 6
inches. That guy, you sound like Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
I was shocked at Colin Cowherd this morning. He acted like he'd never heard of Jason Duffner on the Ryder Cup team. We do need to take a break because Matt Davison is joining us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I have something so serious to tell you that I hired the world's most serious composer to compose a serious song while I tell you this. At Little Caesars, we've always been serious about quality ingredients. That's why we use fresh shredded mozzarella and Munster cheese on all of our pizzas, while some places use something called pizza cheese made with modified food starch. Little Caesars, when it comes to quality, we're serious.
Jeff Francoeur comes to play. Et vous? If you like to play, come out to the K for Frenchie Quarter Thursdays. Just $21 gets you a ticket in the right field cheering section, a limited edition Frenchie Quarter t-shirt, and royal blue Mardi Gras beads. Come support Jeff Francoeur and rendezvous with your Frenchie Quarter friends every Thursday home game. Get your tickets now at royals.com/Frenchie. Call 1-800-6-ROYALS or stop by Hy-Vee. The Kansas City Royals. Come to play.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, a spotty threat for a shower storm develops late. With a high of 84, winds will shift to the east to 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a chance for isolated showers and storms as we head back to 61. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug due to Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Coming up, start of high school football practice. Brandon Cool, Kearney Bearcat head coach, is going to join us to talk about the Bearcats' upcoming season and what they'll need to get done here in the preseason to be ready for the opener against Pius. We'll also be talking with Max Bullo, outstanding All-American linebacker from Michigan State. But right now, we welcome in a man that will be in Hastings tonight. And, of course, everybody knows him from his days at Tecumseh, his days with the Huskers, and, of course, now on the Husker Sports Network. Mac Davison joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mac, good morning. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm putting on more miles across Nebraska like I've done for a lot of the last 15 years. But I'm just coming through Grand Island right now. I left Schuyler this morning, had a speech there, and now headed to Hastings. A little scary, though, as I was on my way over here, I just passed a guy that was looking at his cell phone, smoking a cigarette, and trying to drive all at the same time. And, you know, it's a little scary. Be safe out there, everyone. Come on.
You've never multitasked like that, huh?
I don't know. This guy didn't look too safe, man. I went past, and I was like, yeah, good thing he wasn't going very fast, but come on.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm always going to tell the officer. I was just trying to get away from a crazy guy. That's what I was doing. That's why I was speeding, sir. I was just trying to get away from him.
Use that excuse. Yeah,
I wonder if they
go to the bathroom. That one always works too. Really got to go to the bathroom. Had to get to the next town.
I'll bet they've heard a lot of them. We should have one of those guys on the show sometime and just ask him all the questions. Hey, what's some of the better excuses? Hey, Matt, this is Jim Langan. Hey, I used to referee your basketball games in high school. I did the Wood River Holiday Tournament way back when. I didn't realize that you two guys, when you were playing against each other, that they were going to have that catch later on.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy, man, out there. Scott was at one of the games that I played in out there, and, you know, we had some good games, no doubt. I hope I didn't do anything to embarrass myself in those games. Was I okay? Did I have good sportsmanship?
You had great sportsmanship. In fact, I didn't really know who you were at the time, but I saw this kid shooting not 19 feet, 9-inch three-pointers. They were from 25 and 26 feet, and you were nailing them. And I was kind of a fan for a while here until I realized that. I asked somebody later, one of your coaches, hey, that kid can play a little bit. Yeah, he's averaging about 32 a game. And then I go, oh, okay. I should have been reading the paper on him.
Well, I hope you didn't call any fouls on me.
Never made one. Never committed one.
Yeah, don't play defense, Matt. Just rebound and score, and we're going to win. Yeah. I heard that a couple times from my coaches.
Matt Davis is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I guess, Matt, that's kind of what part of the reason we're having you on the show today. You talked about being at Schuyler, going to Hastings. Let the folks know what you're doing as kids are getting ready for fall camp, getting ready to get school started.
Well, you know, I don't know, maybe most people understand that I have a nonprofit organization now. It's called Creating Captains, and what we try to do is go around and talk to kids about being good leaders in their schools and in their communities and showing great character. And, you know, I have a platform that I've been given here in Nebraska, and I'm very fortunate. You know, I have the opportunity to speak to thousands of kids every year, and I'm going to Hastings Adams Central to their school today. I'm going to speak to the faculty this afternoon, and then tonight the parents and the students are coming in, and, you know, I just want to give them a positive message. You know, one of the problems that we're dealing with in our schools now is the problem of bullying, and I just think it's awful, some of the things that happen to some of these kids in schools, and so I will touch on that subject, and obviously people want to hear about the football program, so I kind of tie in some stories from my days playing football into some of the real-life things that our kids are going through these days, and hopefully I make an impact with a couple of things that I say. I feel fortunate that I have the opportunity to have this many people listen to me.
Matt, as you think back on your career from just even in high school, it doesn't even have to be a sporting career, but junior high, high school, college, sometimes that bullying can get to a point where a kid just doesn't go out for extracurricular activities, shuts himself or herself down. And how many times in the playing days do you find somebody that wasn't anything as a freshman and ends up being a big contributor to their team as a senior? And obviously, there's probably been a lot of kids that didn't even get that opportunity because bullying maybe shoved them away from what they were trying to do.
Sure. I mean, you know, there's only so much that one person can take. And, you know, you can talk about being tough and having perseverance and getting through those tough times. But, you know, there are kids that have to deal with things that they should never have to deal with, whether it's one other student or a group of other students that continually want to put them down to make themselves feel better, that continually want to make fun of somebody and make their life miserable just to make themselves up on a pedestal within their peers. You know, a lot of bullies bully other kids so that the other students are scared of them to the point that they want to be their friend. And so these bullies gain friends because the other friends don't want to be the victim of that bully. I mean, it's really a crazy phenomenon, and there's really no way to really combat it. There's not one answer to it. And so it's very complex, and what you have to do is collectively, as a school, as a faculty, teachers, parents, and other kids within the class, that's big. You know, having leaders within the classroom that say, hey, we're not going to put up with this. This isn't the way you treat people. And you collectively go after those bullies and say, this isn't how we're going to treat each other around here. And like I said, it's very complex and it's a tough thing to speak to. But I think it's important that we do that because there are just awful stories after awful stories that you read on the internet and that you see on the news of kids that have committed suicide, that have health issues, all because of bullying on the internet or face-to-face. And it's just awful. And that's one of the things that I speak to. There's a lot of other things that we talk about, but I think that's one of the most important things that I'll be discussing tonight in Hastings.
Yeah, Matt, good point. I was a high school principal for 15 years, and one thing I've noticed about students is we have a tendency to be self-centered. And at the younger age, I mean, when you go into a classroom and you sit down, and you always want to sit by your friends. You want to sit by the group that's going to be the funnest. Or when you go to lunch, you want to sit by that. But you're right about the leadership. The leaders, every once in a while, will notice another child, or sometimes it's an adult that will notice another child that's sitting by themselves a little bit, and they kind of got their tray off to the side. And these students, if they're listening, all it takes is for one kid just to go over there and go, hey, come on over and sit with us, or come on over. You know, it's a small move at first that stops this and prevents this. So, you know, sometimes just a little bit, even though you don't think you're doing that much, just that little move alone by just sitting for 30
right.
minutes with somebody else
that's right.
will really rectify that situation. But Matt, I'm really proud of you for doing this. This is really important that you're doing this, and I hope it goes really well for you.
Well, thank you. You know, this is the fifth year of my foundation, and you know, we've raised a lot of money to fight child hunger across Nebraska the last 5 years, and I'm really proud of that. We've given away over $3 million as a whole, and so we're putting a big impact in that problem. And you know, it's a lot of times it's just a small act of kindness, like you said. And you know, the leaders within the school, the kids that do have the microphone, the kids that are the voluntary leaders within their schools, those are the ones that need to say, hey, we decide what's cool and what's not around here. We decide what's accepted behavior and what's not, not these bullies that think they can come to school and treat people like dirt. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And so, you know, I think empowering some of the students in the student body to be great leaders is one of the main roles of faculty members these days.
Talking with Matt Davison here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Husker, now with Creating Captains, Husker Sports Network. Before we get into a couple of football questions, Matt, is this something that the public can come to, or is this for Adams Central, and do you have other spots you're going to later this week?
No, you know, tonight is actually open to the public, I believe. It's for students and parents, and, you know, I don't think they'd stop anybody from coming in and listening to the speech. And I think that's at Adams Central High School around 6:30, I believe, tonight. And this afternoon, I'm speaking to the student or to the faculty, and then this morning, I spoke at the faculty and Skyler as well. So I think tonight, you know, at 6:30, if you'd like to come out and listen to me speak, I think they'd probably allow anybody in the door.
Yeah, so Hastings High, St. Cecilia, down the road at Kennesaw, wherever you're at, you can check on that tonight. Well, let's get a couple of football thoughts here. 9 practices in 6 days for the Huskers coming up this week. First week, you get acclimated. It wasn't even like that. I don't think those rules changed when you were going through that, was it, Matt? Talk about this being probably the most mentally and physically grueling week of the season.
It definitely is. And, you know, this kind of weed some of the guys out, to be honest with you. I mean, you figure out a lot about a guy during this week. And, you know, most of these kids are in great shape already. But physically, you are going to be beat up more than you ever have, especially the freshmen that have never been through it before. You know, they are challenged on the physical side, and then they're challenged on the mental side, too, of, you know, how much can you take? How sore can you be and still perform at a high level? And that mental toughness is what's going to get you through when you're in a difficult situation in a game. And so, you know, these guys are all in great shape, and their bodies will go through a lot more than what they even believe they can go through. And it's still just a sport, and it's still, you know, supposed to be fun. And hopefully they can have some fun while they're going through this. It's not a lot of fun sometimes because you are sore. You wake up and say, how am I going to have 2 practices today? But you have to push through it, and the guys will. And, you know, you got to remember that other teams are preparing just like you are. You know, they're out there going to practice and lifting weights and doing all the things to try to beat you. And so you better get yourself ready to go as an individual and then as a team as well, or you're not going to have the season that you want to have.
We can ask you the same questions that have been asked of any of us all summer long. What's the strength? What's the weakness? What's going on out here? We saw you at Big Ten Media Days. Everybody wants to talk about Nebraska's defense being young would be, I guess, the best word out here. Are there any other little things that you see on – you're a little closer to what's going on than any other media member on a day-to-day mention here. Is there anything else out there that maybe a Husker fan hasn't seen that – you're pleasantly surprised by or maybe a little worried about?
Well, you know, again, yeah, this football team gets covered from every angle 365 days a year. And so I'm not going to say anything that maybe people haven't heard before. But I do have pretty good perspective on it, I think, with my relationship with the coaches and my access to the program. And I'm just excited for the season. I think, you know, this is probably the season that I'm most looking forward to since I've been announcing the games, and that this will be my 10th year. So, you know, I'm just really excited. I think we have a schedule that allows us to grow up early in the year as a young defense. I think we have better athletes on the field this coming fall than we had a year ago. And even though they're inexperienced, I think we have more speed and more athleticism. And so that makes me excited for it. You know, I think we can outscore some teams early in the season if we have to with a good offense. And then we can allow our defense to get better as the season goes along. But, you know, I think we've also seen our football coaching staff mature as well. And Bo Pelini every single year seems like he gets a little bit better. And, you know, he figures things out just a little bit more. And Tim Beck, now entering his 3rd year as the offensive coordinator, he's done a tremendous job, and I think he's going to have his best year calling plays and working with Taylor Martinez again. And so I think our staff is in a great place right now. I think they're confident. I think our players are upset about how last year ended, and they've really worked hard this offseason to make sure that doesn't happen again. And so I just think, you know, this is a really exciting time for Nebraska football. I think it's going to be a special year.
Hey, Matt, I think that's a good point on the way the season ended. I thought they played really well against Georgia. You know, the game didn't end well the last 7 minutes, but I thought they really competed well, and that kind of showed a lot about their character, just going in there and competing the way they did. Another question I have for you, and this has to do with the NCAA, and I know you played a lot of years. You played a lot of years in college football, so you saw a lot of players with a lot of different financial backgrounds. Some kids, their parents had a lot of money, and they went to college and they played sports, and some kids did not have any money at all. And the NCAA is getting out of the jersey selling business right after Johnny Manziel's situation with signing the autographs. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the players, you know, that you just knew they didn't have any money at all, and how maybe a few bucks could help them?
Yeah, you know, it's a loaded question, but, you know, my good friend Jay Billis is doing his best to take down the NCAA piece by piece. And, you know, when he was tweeting last week about the searches on the internet for, you know, individual players' names and jersey sales. And, you know, I've been fairly vocal about the NCAA. I don't know that my opinion matters greatly, but, you know, I just think, you know, some things need to change. And the rules that the NCAA has that they try to enforce on all of these schools is wrong. You know, it's just flat out wrong. And, you know, there's plenty of fans out there that or people that aren't fans of college football that think, hey, you know, you get an education, that should be enough as a college player to have you come play, and that's your reward, is getting a free education, and that's great. And I'll tell you what, I'll never try to understate that. It's very important, and I got a free education, and I'm very appreciative for that. You know, I didn't grow up with a family that had a lot of money, but there were guys that on my team that I played with that didn't have any money at all. And it is difficult. You can't have a job. You know, there's too much time that goes into football, that goes into this multi-billion-dollar organization in college sports. And, you know, all we've seen is budgets grow within these college football programs. You know, you look at Nebraska's budget has gone from $40 million to $60 million to $80 million. You know, now, what, $90 million or so, and we're not even near the top. You know, there are schools that have bigger budgets every single year and schools that have over $100 million. Okay, well, they were able to make it when they had a $50 million budget. Now they have a $120 million budget. Where's all the money going? You know, where's it going? It's going to coaches. It's going to guys in suits that run these athletic departments, and none of it goes to the players. And I'm not saying players should be able to make a living by playing college sports. But I think that an extra $500 a month to the guys that need it, to the guys that help bring in all this money, is very doable. And the people who say that there's not enough money there are lying. There is enough money there. And it's just a matter of where they're going to put it and where they're going to use it. And right now the players aren't getting it. And, you know, my argument is this, guys, and I'll try to finish up here. But, you know, there are other students on campus that are on full scholarship that are not athletic scholarships. Whatever it might be, and maybe it's an academic scholarship, it's you have a gift of some sort. You are somehow special compared to other students, and you have a full ride education. If you write a book as an English major and you're a sophomore in college, sells a million, you can make $1 million on it. And if you're in the music department and you write a song or whatever it is, you can sell that song and make $1 million, and it's okay. But a football player can't do that. And I understand that there need to be some restrictions on it, and I understand it's a very slippery slope. And so I'm not saying it's black and white, cut and dried, but there's no reason that a football player that puts all this time into making this university click, that they can't afford to take their girlfriend to dinner, or that they have to eat Fruit Loops, you know, 10 times a week during the summertime. I mean, you know, there are examples of that.
I think we got Matt in a bad cell area. So, Matt, hey, great stuff out there. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope everything goes well at Adams Central today and with creating captains. And we'll see when the season kicks off with Wyoming at the end of the month. Again, appreciate the time. That's Matt Davison. I know where he's at, too. If he's driving towards Grand Island, he just hit a bad cell area. But that's where we were wrapping up anyway.
We had
adamant about that, too. He definitely had a stance on your point about athletes and per diems and could use a little cash from time to time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what happens, and this is kind of amazing, because I've talked to some coaches about this, and there are players that come and all of a sudden they come to Nebraska and they don't have a winter coat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they do not have a winter. Now, I'm not saying that, hey, you know what? Yeah, we could find them a winter coat, but you know, it's illegal for the coach, the head coach, and that'd be your first person. Yeah, hey, man, it's free. I mean, they see those guys walking down campus and they're going, hey, where's your coat? You know, it's all right. I'm all right. I just two shirts. I mean, it's not that cold, but you know, I mean, it is too cold. The kid deserves, you know, I mean, so, you know, I mean, what do you want them to do? Go to Goodwill? So then go get a coat. I mean, that's a lot of people have to do that. But when somebody else is making millions of dollars, or, you know, the NCAA had rules at one time where actually, if somebody had a flat tire you actually couldn't give them a ride home if you were the coach. Because, see, that's a benefit. Now, isn't that amazing? I mean, now, no one's going to enforce that. Let's be honest about that.
Who sits around and thinks up this stuff.
It's amazing, yep.
It is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Coming up, Brandon Cool, Kearney coach. A lot of stuff there with Matt Davis, and we really appreciate his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we remind you that as Jimmy was talking about the weather, we know it's out of your control, but you can be in control and confident with the best value on a T&L irrigation system right now. You can save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution for your crops during the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation or your local T&L dealer today, or go online to TLIRR.com and get T&L's hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. If you've got a response or a message from what we just talked about with Matt, love to hear from you. Dent Popper inbox, Facebook, tweet us. Again, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Kearney Bearcat coach Brandon Cool next.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other non-affiliated companies available in most states.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, a spotty threat for a shower storm develops late. With a high of 84, winds will shift to the east to 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a chance for isolated showers and storms as we head back to 61. Right now, it's 73.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday, the opening day of the high school football season. Kids will be extra hungry. You can swing them by Big Daddy's Deli in Kearney, top of the hill, not far from where the Bearcats and Stars practice, or in Hastings, right across from Duncan Field or downtown. They will take care of you. Home of a bazillion sandwiches. They can make a different sandwich for every person on your football or volleyball or whatever sports team it is you have. Or if you're on the band, it doesn't matter. Anybody in the family, they'll make something up for you just the way you like it. Get it as a combo meal with a drink, chips, cookie, fruit cup, whatever you like to go along with it at Big Dally's Deli, home of a bazillion sandwiches, two locations in Hastings and also in Kearney. By the way, just wanted to clarify, tonight at Adams Central for Matt Davison and his speech, 6 o'clock is the start time. 6 o'clock is the start time tonight for Creating Captains and Matt Davison. And now we welcome in the head football coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, Brandon Cool, as they get ready to start their season at Lincoln Pius the 10th, the first of 4 road games. We passed this along last year. 4 of their 5 road games are in Lincoln this year. We'll talk about that in the future. But, Coach, season's here. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's great to get the football season started. Energetic at bright and early at 7 a.m. this morning, and we're tickled to death to get rock and rolling for the 2013 football season.
Brandon, different coaches, different players, different systems do it different ways, but just about every sport is year-long now, or at least the kids are trying to stay in conditioning or doing things that have to do with football. When does Brandon Cool pick the clipboard back up and say it's time to get ready for 2013?
I don't know if I ever put it down. we work on it all year long. You go from the fall season into hopefully getting guys out for a winter sport. If not, you're into winter conditioning. And then from the winter conditioning, you're probably getting out into the spring aspect of it. Obviously, I'm an assistant track coach, so I'm involved with that, coaching the aspect of everything. And then in the summertime, you go from the state track meet, you get about 3 days off, and you get right into football camp. And then after football camp, you go right into the strength and conditioning part. And so this is a revolving door, 12 months out of the year deal, and enjoy every minute of it.
Brandon, obviously this year's team is going to have a lot of holes to fill, starting at quarterback with Luke McNitt, but you've got very limited returning starters. How much more of a challenge will that be this first week of practice, finding the guys that you need to get into the right spots?
Well, we talk about that being an every-year occurrence. We expect to be senior dominant year in and year out, and rightfully so. Going into this season, we'll have a handful of seniors that played for us a year ago as juniors, might not have started. I think we only have 2 starters back with Justin Liveringhouse and Jay Cooley. But overall, bringing the JV squad up and some of our sophomore kids from our team last year, sophomores, that'll be juniors this year, bringing those guys up and having some great competition the first 2 weeks of practice. So we're tickled to death. We're going to have some new faces. As I spoke at a couple groups this summer, you're probably going to have a roster to kind of figure out who some of these kids are, because we don't have a lot of game experience back. But hopefully, as we prepare ourselves for Lincoln Pius, we can gain some momentum before our first football game.
Hey, Jim Langan here. When I look at your schedule here, it looks like your away games are going to be like your toughest games. I know you play Millard North at home, but your schedule right now, when I look at it, and your away games in Lincoln are all going to be really key games.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like you said earlier in the show, we talked about traveling to Lincoln four times this year. We get 2 games at Seacrest Field, and we play 2 games at Lincoln High. And those are fun games, great atmospheres for our young kids to get involved with, and kind of like playoff type atmospheres, which really benefit us as the season goes on. So with exception of those 4 games and playing at Grand Island, you know, road trip wise, that's pretty good for being at Kearney High School, where sometimes you have to go to a Fremont or North Fork or go out to Miller North a year ago, and those become sometimes long road trips. So for us to travel to Lincoln, we think that's a short trip.
Just kind of continuing on with that, Brandon Cool, head coach, Kearney Bearcats. Just for the fans out there that can't keep track of everybody as closely as you guys do, where's the teams that are maybe, say, on the come, and maybe who has kind of hit their peak? Where do you see the peaks and valleys of this year?
Well, I always break up our season into 2 parts. You have your non-district schedule, where it's Pius, Norfolk, Lincoln Southwest, and Millard North. Obviously, Millard North is the state champions, and so until somebody can beat those guys from that top spot, that's a pretty difficult task for us. Norfolk, they've been waiting for these next couple years for a long time. They've been down the last couple. This senior class has really, a lot of those kids started for them as sophomores, so they got a tremendous amount of game experience coming back. In fact, I think they got 8 starters on offense, 8 starters on defense. So you got to be able to observe Norfolk being one of the top teams in Class A. Pius, playoff team last year for being the first year in Class A. They do a tremendous job of coaching those kids. They're hard-nosed, and I think it's one of those things. They just needed a little taste of Class A football, because I think they played really well at the end of the season. And then you get into our district competition. Obviously, Grand Island is going to be improved. I think Fremont has had, they're kind of the same boat as Norfolk. They've had a lot of kids that have played for them for 2 or 3 years. And that game last year is definitely closer than what the score indicated, because they were able to move the ball on us multiple times during that football game. And then North Star's got some horses coming back. I think they got about 5 or 6 guys on both sides of football that are pretty decent football players. And with that 1 year of experience, I think North Star is going to have a good football team. So our district from top to bottom is going to be very competitive this fall.
Brandon, I've always thought your teams overall, you never beat yourself. It seems like you guys really take care of the ball. You get a lead. Once you have a lead, you're really hard to beat. Tell us a little bit about your offense and what some of the things you think you're going to try to do with it a little different than last year.
Well, that's a great question. Going into the season, I think the key part is we've got to get Luke McNitt out of our mindset. There's a lot of different things that you can do when you have that type of athlete running your offense. And so with our two young quarterbacks, because we don't have a senior quarterback ready to go, Jacob White's a junior and Peyton Pocock are juniors, and both of those bring different dynamics to what we want to do offensively. We're still going to spread the field. We're going to have to be a little bit more physical up front. We want to get back to a little bit more of a power look where we can kind of control that clock, keep our defense out the field a little bit more than we've done in the past, and then turn them loose. So offensively, you know, we'll have a couple wrinkles here and there that specifically for Jacob White or specifically for Peyton Pocock, and that's why we're having 3 weeks of practice before we have that first game. So we'll determine a starter probably after that last scrimmage and go from there. But overall, offensively, we kind of like what we do, and depending on how teams want to defend us, we'll make adjustments accordingly.
And you still have a little speed back there. Tyler Gillen's no slow kid.
No, that's a great aspect. And you put Tyler Gillen back there with a Matt Kester. Matt Kester's got good foot speed. Those are our two senior running backs coming back. Those two guys are great competitors for us on the defensive side of the ball also. So you'll see us probably rotate those guys an awful lot to kind of keep them fresh for the defensive side of the football also. So foot speed-wise, I don't know if we're as fast as we have been on the perimeter. Kids are going to have to prove that they can get it done receiver-wise or defensive back-wise, secondary-wise, in order for us to be successful. So in order for us to win this year, we're going to have to win a lot of games, 21-20. We're going to have to win a lot of games, 14-13. And so we'll have to play 4 quarters of football in order for us to be successful this fall.
Well, that's perfect. Close games, and you guys have always had the kicker, and you've always had good special teams. With a lot of new kids, I'm sure that's probably still a work in progress. Just a quick comment about how you think those set up for you this year.
Yeah, we've always had a kicker in the wings ready to rock and roll. And with Mark Armstrong, our former AD, going to Lincoln Southwest, his son Isaac was kind of the guy in the wings for us. He was going to be a junior, and so we had it set up for the next 2 years because Isaac is a really good kicker for kickoffs and for PAT field goals. And so to lose Isaac was a dagger for us from a football perspective. He didn't have a choice. He had to go with his family to Lincoln Southwest, but we sure could have really used him here in our program. So thus, we had to go back to the drawing board, and we did more kicking this summer than we ever have. And we'll bring 2 or 3 kids in this fall to give us an opportunity to make some extra points or kick some field goals. And so field position, we relied a lot on getting the win in the battle and the field position aspect. So our punting game, our kicking game, we have got to really improve here before we play Lincoln Pius.
All right. I know you got exciting meetings to get back to and a second football practice later today. So, Brandon, we'll talk to you again the week of the opener as we bring everybody the Pius and Kearney High game right here on our network of stations. So, Brandon, as always, thanks for the time. Hopefully everything goes well the next 3 weeks.
All right. Thank you for your coverage.
Take care. Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Bearcats. Again, we will have Kearney at Pius, the season opener, on August the 30th as one of our games here on our network of stations in PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can find your schedules. You can find the start of the season all right there at Platte River Preps. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All-American linebacker candidate Max Bullough of Michigan State still to come, and the preseason volleyball polls are starting to come out. We'll take a look at those in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Auto Dealerships are there for you. Don't forget, we're running out of time, just a couple of weeks, less than 2 weeks now before they draw out their season ticket giveaway for the Huskers this year. ThinkMidway.com, like them on Facebook, and get signed up for that pair of season tickets. There's no obligation. Just sign up, like them on Facebook, and you will have the opportunity to be in there for the great Husker football season tickets. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Dick's Sporting Goods has the best football gear from the top brands to help you be untouchable this season. Get the latest cleats, protective equipment, helmets, gloves, apparel, and accessories from brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Cutters Shut, and more. With exclusive gear you'll only find at Dick's Sporting Goods. Stop in today or visit us online at dsg.com/football. At Dick's, you'll find the football gear you need to be untouchable from day one. Every season starts at Dick's.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, a spotty threat for a shower storm develops late. With a high of 84, winds will shift to the east to 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a chance for isolated showers and storms as we head back to 61. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here. Well, Hastings had a great year, won a conference last year, but Hastings volleyball not picked to win this year. Midland and Northwestern each tallied 86 points and tied with first place in the GPAC preseason volleyball poll. The Warriors garnered 5 of 11 first place votes. The Red Raiders got 4, one for Doan and one for Hastings. Hastings actually picked to finish 5th in the league. So we'll see if Coach Buttermore and the crew can prove them wrong again. Midland and Northwestern tied for first, then Doan, Dort, and Hastings, followed by Nebraska Wesleyan, Briar Cliff, Morningside, Concordia, Mount Marty, and Dakota Wesleyan. Irish Ken awakens from his weekend slumber to email the Dent Popper inbox saying, "It's so glad to see Jason Duffner win the PGA tournament, and also glad that Tiger Woods didn't disappoint me and win the tournament." So there you go, double full. "Looks like Alex Gordon took my tongue lashing to heart," which we had a couple of weeks ago, "and is starting to hit again." And of course, Gordon, great game yesterday, single, double, home run. And lastly, Irish Ken says, "I was fuming when I saw Chase Daniels in a Chiefs uniform. Don't know if people remember him making fun of the Huskers when he played for Missouri." Go Royals, Irish Ken. Yeah, that was how many years ago? Chase Daniels, 6 years ago? About six years ago? He's a Chief now. Let it go, Irish. Let it go. It's time for our Big Ten football preview. Many of the folks that we talked to live in Chicago during media days and brought back a lot of those to bring you one a day here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And today it is outstanding Michigan State linebacker Max Bullo. They were playing that game on Big Ten Network again this weekend, kind of the top games of last year. Nebraska had the number 2 and the 3 games against Michigan State and Wisconsin. Nebraska came back and won both of those. Our Big Ten Media Days and Big Ten Preview brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver.
Doug and Daddy Show with more Big Ten football talk. Max Below, outstanding linebacker from Michigan State, joins us here. We got a chance to chat with him a little bit last year before what was another solid season for you and your football team. I know the results were so close to being an outstanding year, but just take us back through last season and how you thought you improved, how you thought your defense got better.
Well, you know, I think we as a player, I thought I was more consistent physically. I thought I played better. I thought I played more confident, made more plays than I had my sophomore year. Sophomore year seems so long ago now. But, as a defense, we got better in a lot of areas. We took a step back in a few, but, we were, in terms of categories, rush defense, total defense, we moved up in a few categories in the Big Ten and nationally. So I think we're only moving forward. I think we just need to, understand where we're at, what it took to be at that place last year, and use that as a motivating factor to get there again.
Hard to believe that you guys could even be a better unit this year.
Well, that's what the goal is. What Coach John Duzzi said, we need to do what we've been doing first. We need to get to where we ended last year, and that was a pretty good unit, and get to there and make sure we can do that again, and then we can worry about getting better.
Is there more pressure on your time? You're up for every major award this year. Is your time being skewed a little bit more than it was going into last year?
A little bit, I guess, but it really is just about the award list and all that. First of all, it's about Michigan State and trying to win. To be honest with you, that's what I'm going to remember most 30 years down the road, is how many wins we had, not the other things, although it's an incredible honor to be on those. That's awesome, and I've enjoyed, seeing those lists come up. But to be honest with you, it's about Michigan State. Michigan State's what I'm going to remember, and that's what I want my mark to be.
Michigan State's Max Below with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, Nebraska won close games, and you guys were on the other side of maybe the game that kind of defined the season for both. What happened that made that will turn those close losses into close wins?
It was a play here, a play there, a call here, a call there. Whether it was a call that was, justified or not, or whether it was a play that was, that went our way or went the other team's way. It's just the way it went, last year we thought we could save the season, and we did. We ended up 7-6, and which is much better than, the other way around. But it's tough, man. It's tough to go through a year like that, and a lot of players here have gone through years like that, and you just got to bounce back. You got to be ready to play next year, and I think it's created an edge for us this offseason, an edge and an attitude amongst this team that we didn't have last year. And it gives us a chance to prove ourselves. I want to prove ourselves again. I want people to, not to forget Michigan State. I want people to say, oh, crap, we're playing Michigan State this week,
The perception seems to be that if the offense can take that next step, obviously the defense is there. How much can you tell us about where the offense is coming out of spring and what you saw?
Well, we got some new coaching staff, new coaches on the staff, and a few more coaching switches on the offensive staff, so they've been good and less predictable. I think our offense, probably because I play them every day, but they're pretty predictable, in the past, and I think now they've changed things up, and it's not huge things at all. It's not even really different plays. It's just different little wrinkles here and there that have made them less predictable and allowed them to be more, more dynamic than they were in the past. So they were harder to play against for us in the spring, so hopefully that'll mean the equals in the fall.
Just another minute here with Max Bullo from Michigan State. We talked last year about having a brother on the team. Now he's contributing. How cool is that to go through one more time?
It's fun, especially now that he's on offense and he's doing as well as he is. He's fun to watch. He's always been a gamer. He's always done exceptionally well, especially on offense. It's always kind of been his knack. And it's fun watching him. I'm proud of him, and he's done everything he could so far to put himself in a position to succeed.
Let me ask it one more time, since you're such a great defensive player. One of the main topics all week has been the rules, the targeting. There's no time to think whether you're laying the guy out or whether you're just making the tackle, is there?
There's just no time. There's nothing. In my opinion, there's nothing you can do to change that. You're trying to take down these great players that are so good and so fast and so physical, and you're just trying to get them down, let alone think about how you're doing it. So, in my opinion, we're all just going to keep playing the way we play, and if it happens, then I think it'll be more of a bad look on the refs and on the NCAA than it will on the player, to be honest with you.
I'm always curious about a guy that's definitely going to go and play football at the next level, how you can continue to concentrate on what's ahead of you, yet in the back of your mind, people are going to be telling you about your life, about your profession. How do you balance that? How's that in your life right now about already thinking towards next April?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, it's about Michigan State because this is what I'm going to remember. You know, like I said, this is what's fun and this is what's going to, I'm going to remember when I'm older. But, I mean, really, what I do this year is going to have a huge effect on what happens in May anyways. So the more I focus on this year, it's going to help me more so for next spring. So really that kind of helps me focus more on this season because not only does it help Michigan State, but it helps me in terms of, you know, where I get to go play and how much money I get to make and all those things. So it's kind of a double thing.
Finally, Max, what's the one thing going into this year that you're going to remember the most about your career at Michigan State?
You know, hopefully the success we had this year, hopefully the success we're going to have, you know, coming up and beating the teams that we weren't able to beat last year and having ourselves in the Rose Bowl this year. I'm hopefully that's where I'm sitting next April.
Well, Max, congratulations on a great career and hopefully another great year. We really appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great one.
Hey, thanks a lot.
That's Max Bolo, our Big Ten football preview All-American linebacker out of Michigan State. Our Big Ten preview brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Kids getting ready to move into their college apartments, dorms, wherever it is. And if you're looking to furnish those, Bruce Furniture has the bargain basement area where you've got consignments, closeout, and clearance items. Save a little cash and still have a good-looking room or apartment. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whew. So there you go. Busy, busy Monday. Tomorrow, Tony Harper is going to join us. Hastings College kicks off their football season with practice tomorrow. UNK starts their season on Thursday. Volleyball polls, Division I out today, Division II out tomorrow. And that's just a few of the things. Plus, we haven't even really brought this up yet. Brett Maher getting another chance with the Dallas Cowboys. So is PJ Mangieri, both with the Dallas Cowboys right now, and Dan Bailey is the kicker. He got a lot better last year, but at least another chance. And that's, boy, that would be great. Great, great to find. And you know what the funny thing about that is? You got to wonder, did Bill Callahan have anything to do with that? I mean, he's got to know who these guys are.
Yeah, I would think so. I think Bill Callahan, I mean, you know, everybody's got something to do with it. If they're going to get their best kicker and try to find somebody that can kick the heck out of that thing. You know, I'll tell you what, I hope Maher gets the job. Wouldn't that be nice? It'd just be fun to watch somebody from Nebraska. Again, we've had some other field goal kickers, and it's kind of exciting to see how they do.
Well, folks, a couple of other notes that we want to bring to you for today. Kind of a sad note here. A former Husker, Bill Ziegelbein, was killed in a motorcycle accident over the weekend. It looked like they were coming back from Sturgis. It happened up there in South Dakota. And his wife injured, and it killed the former Husker, who walked on in 87, worked his way into a starting role, played in 24 games, including 11 as a fifth-year senior in 1991. So had gotten married just a couple of years ago, but was killed in a motorcycle accident over the weekend. So there you go. Huskers have two-a-days today. We talked about the volleyball already, and the American Legion Central Plains Regional wraps up today in Fargo, North Dakota, and Omaha Creighton Prep, who made it to the Legion World Series last year, was beaten by Burnsville, Minnesota, and so they are out 7-3. But how about this one? Season on the line, bottom of the ninth, Omaha Westside scored 5 runs to beat Carroll, Iowa, 6-5, the team that had beaten them 4-2 earlier in the tournament. So it's Westside and Burnsville, Minnesota, today at 3. The winner goes to Shelby, North Carolina for the Legion World Series Friday. Westside does have to win twice today.
You know, was the final score 6-5? Is that what it was? 6-5, mm-hmm. Final? And they scored 5. Do you know how they ended up in their last 2 runs? They had the bases loaded, and they were down 5-4. And the pitcher hit the batter to tie it 5-5. Next batter comes up. You guessed it. Hit that one, too. Back-to-back hit batters. How would that make you feel getting in the car and going home?
Not good. Not good. Oh, tough one, especially when you beat them already. Folks, don't forget to get registered for the Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run. It's this Saturday. 5K run and walk is at 8:30. The Kids 1 Mile Fun Run is at 9:30 at Yanny Park in Kearney. And if you register by tomorrow, you get the free T-shirts. It's $15 per person or your entire immediate family, $50. So if you've got a lot of kids, you can get in and get them all in there and still save a little bit of money by doing that. You can go to kearneycatholic.org for more information. And a lot of the area workout facilities, gyms, YMCA have the registration forms as well. Or you can go to kearneycatholic.org for the Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run this Saturday morning at Yanny Park. Well, quick Monday show rolled right by. A lot of stuff.
Doug, you did a good job. You got some good people on this today. Some really good people to talk to. And what was that golfer's name again? What was his
Jason
name?
Jason Duffner.
Jason Duffner. All right.
Jason Duffner.
That's a good name. Duffner.
I love Duffner. He's a good guy to root for.
Yes, he is.
Especially with New York fans yelling mashed potatoes and Baba Booey every time somebody swung. Quit having major golf tournaments in New York until they can figure out what they're doing. But we want to thank, there you go, that's a whole new rant for tomorrow. I want to thank Brandon Cool, Kearney High football coach, Max Bolo from Michigan State, Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network. Don't forget, Creating Captains. He'll be speaking tonight at Adams Central at 6 o'clock. It is open to the public. Tomorrow, Tony Harper, Hastings College football. We'll continue our high school football preview, plus Damon Day is going to co-host. And I got to go to the dentist tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to that, Jimmy.
No, you're all right.
Be okay?
Hang in there. Hang
no,
in there.
They do a great job. Yeah, they do a great job.
If something bad happens, they can kind of give you some medication.
That could be a really good show tomorrow. Hey, folks, want to remind you, I get a chance to sit in with Chris Schmidt for Hail Varsity today in Lincoln from 4 to 6. So if you're on the road or can pick it up on your computer, check that out as well from 4 to 6 today, Hail Varsity. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Doug.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.